Chapter 7, Embrace. The definition of embrace: to take or clasp in the arms, press to the bosom, or hug. To take or receive gladly or eagerly, accept willingly. Or to take in with the eye or the mind. The definition of embrace: pressing into the truth of His word and unfailing love, receiving His grace and mercy. December 28, 1985 was the somewhat delayed arrival of Melissa. This delayed arrival was not, let me repeat, was not an indication of her philosophy of promptness. In fact, I suspect that the day of her birth was the only event she has ever been late to. She has believed and practices the theory that being 30 minutes early is just barely on time. The birth of Melissa and the subsequent physical embrace led to an emotional and spiritual embrace as she pressed into our lives and we pressed into hers. She has grown into a beautiful woman. However, I am still daddy, and I love being daddy. We have a blessed relationship, but there have been those moments where I just scratch my head and pray. Even when Melissa got aggied and decided to go to Texas A&M, I was confused, but accepted her decision. I continued to embrace her with daddy hugs and eventually embraced her choice for higher learning. 5 years later, she graduated with honors with degrees in English and Latin and a master in education. She is very bright and an amazing woman and educator. I wish I could tell you that our relationship has always been perfect, but that would be a lie. The details are not necessary, but the message is critical. I should have known that she would do things occasionally that were different from my expectations. Perhaps the first time I knew I was in trouble was the summer of her first year in elementary school. It was lawn mowing day, which meant it was also the day to remove the dog's messes from the backyard. One small plastic bag and a shovel made this quick work and a chore that Melissa didn't mind helping with. Perchance, this is probably a good occasion to share with you that I have always been a bit of a prankster, and sadly, many of those pranks have been directed at my beautiful bride of 30-plus years. Well, back to the dog mess cleanup story. For some unknown reason, I decided it would be funny to place the very small bag of stuff in the back floorboard of my beautiful bride's car. I also determined that Melissa would make a perfect accomplice. Don't judge me, just let me finish. I was very clear with the plan and comforted that she repeated it to me and even giggled. I went about my lawn care activities and never gave the plot a second thought until the next morning. I suspect I started laughing at